Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Your comments are well taken, and you are correct. Regarding PERS reform, I think it's something that everyone, every municipality and every kind of educational entity and folks that deal with these kinds of issues have a unified voice in. You know, they all, everyone agrees we kind of need this reform. It is legislation that we are looking at in my office. It is something that we're trying to get kind of, you want to get the ducks in a row for something that is that major. So it's something that we very much support. It's imperative that we don't handcuff our municipalities. We need to be able to, provide a strong retirement system for our employees, whether they're public or whether they're teachers or whomever. And yet at the same time, we need to be able to give our municipalities and our state entities the ability to have that latitude that they need in which to perform their operations. They can't operate in a state of fear of paying a massive penalty under the current PERS system. So that, I think, is something that we are looking at. It is a very complicated system. So we're certainly taking a little more time with it. It is a look before we leap kind of bill, the way that I'm approaching it. As for a state sales tax, also very well taken. Many of our municipalities, particularly when they're municipalities the size of Bethel and smaller, typically rely on sales tax as their major way in which to generate revenue. And furthering putting another sales tax on there, whether it be 1% or 3% or 5% or whatever a state sales tax might be, would cripple our economy out here. Furthermore, as you mentioned, it is a regressive tax. The studies are clear in that. A sales tax hurts those that earn less, because they typically don't have the modes or the methods in which to purchase goods in bulk, or in which to purchase goods to avoid said sales tax, and they're forced to live typically paycheck to paycheck, which requires them to make local purchases. So that is something at this time I still cannot support, will not support. At the end of the day, the word we always use in my office is equity. And it's not about being equal. Equal means we all give the same. But equity means that we all give the same percentage, that we all are working in this together. And the story I hear time and time again from every Alaskan in the villages that I go to, they say, we're willing to sacrifice for the state. We're willing to give our part, but we want to make sure that the other people are giving their part too. And that's what it comes down to when it comes down to equity. And I will continue to carry that message down to Juneau in the future.
excuse me. First of all, I'd like to thank you, Representative Fansler, for coming and speaking to us. I don't have too much more to add. Mayor Rob covered most of it, but I would just like to go ahead and echo, the concerns he shared about the state's need to generate new revenue, but the route that the state goes about generating that revenue. Also, at the same time, I would like to put a call out to your colleague, Senator Hoffman, to come have a similar dialogue with this body about to share with this body the majority he's a part of and what their long-term plan for the state is. I know you can't speak to what his plan is, but I would encourage him to come have a dialogue with this body, because we are, unfortunately, Alaska is, or the state is at a point right now that we can't really just kind of twiddle our thumbs about the budget, we're moving into a territory that all Alaskans are going to start seeing real effects. And so I'd encourage Senator Hoffman to come speak to us and share his plan for Alaska's long-term success. So thanks for speaking with us.
Mr. Robertson, go ahead. Different direction, but I'll say thanks for coming. So the issue that I just want to talk about, and I know that we've talked about it before, but is alcohol sales in Bethel. Obviously, that's a thing that's changed, and I know that you were on council when a lot of those changes were made. So probably none of this stuff is new to you, but I did want to take the opportunity to address it. You know, I know you were in Juneau a long time, and when you got back, if it seemed like things had maybe changed a little bit, there's a little more problems with alcohol. Seems like that is the case. Our ambulance hit our record call volume at the beginning of October of this year. The previous year was the year before that. It was the first year we had alcohol sales. And I would be surprised if you're not hearing similar things from people in the villages, at least in the nearby villages, that they've been impacted by alcohol sales. So I just wanted to, I thought it'd be appropriate to just kind of raise that is an issue and the cost that we've seen from that in terms of, you know, whether it's at Winterhouse or whether it's at the ER or whether it's at TWC, that has had a real impact on our community. Some of those decisions get made here, you know, as local decisions, but some of them were restricted in a number of ways by state laws, by what our options are. And I know you know about that, and I do appreciate attention that you've paid to this issue in the past, at least making sure the city's getting a fair and transparent deal with the ABC board. Some of the processes they followed, some maybe haven't followed their own written standards, and that's been frustrating for me. So thank you on that. But I do want to just raise that is still a there's no end in sight there. It hasn't leveled off. It's not looking like we're over the hump and it's better. We're still people are still getting hurt. People are still getting lost. People are still dying. Families are still getting torn apart. And not just in our community, but I think in probably a good chunk of your constituency. That's all I wanted to say, and I'd appreciate any help on the future, and if there's opportunities to look at that at a statewide level and how I know a lot of the initiatives looking at Title IV have really been focused at sort of what's happening in Anchorage at bar break, shop windows getting smashed or people peeing in the streets. Title IV affects us out here too, but in a more serious way. I mean, we've got real problems. So, again, thank you for your time.
And thank you for those comments. And, just to respond a little bit about that, I think the villages would find me negligent if I were not to carry the message that I hear the most out there. And the villages are suffering. They are very, very, very much suffering. And it is without a doubt the number one thing I hear in every village. It's typically one of the first three things out of someone's mouth. I'm not looking to in any way, shape or form point fingers or anything like that. They have noticed a vastly increased situation, with bootlegging, with public safety incidents, with problems that are alcohol related, especially since the opening of the liquor store here in Bethel. And they've been very open about that. And I know, I sat in these seats when we were going through that, and it was tough decisions. And the people of Bethel, I'm sure we all grappled with it, and we all still grapple with it. But I would... as a representative for not just Bethel, but for also our villages, I would ask each and every one of you and each and every person that's listening at home to remember, sometimes it's easy, I know, sitting in those chairs to think about what's only important for Bethel and only important about that. But it is important to remember that we do have ripple effects across this region. We are the regional hub, and what we do here does affect our villages, and the villages have let me know that loud and clear, and they would, I think, be very upset if I didn't relay that message. With that being said, I think it's something that we need to look into as a group, as a region. This wasn't something that just started in the last 2 years. This is something that's gripped our region for a long, long time. And that means looking at all aspects of it, not just the problems that we see with illegal sales or the problems that we see with people that are intoxicated that are around town, but also the problems that we're seeing from those that are suffering from the throes of addiction. And whether it be addiction to alcohol or addiction to opioids or addiction to any number of substances, We need to make sure that we have proper facilities in place that we can get people help. And we need to make sure that we have rehabilitation centers. We need to make sure that we are able to take care of those that are suffering from the throes of these horrible diseases. And I ask each and every one of you to keep that in your heart and in your mind when we move forward. As regards to Title IV and as regards to the Alcohol Beverage Control Board, I was contacted earlier this year. I do know that the City of Bethel at one point had sent our city attorney and several members of our community had paid for going to meetings on their own dime, only to have the rug pulled out from under them and told that they would not be on the agenda despite the fact that they were noticed. And I assure you that did not go unnoticed by my office. And we called in to that meeting to let them know about that, and we have continually followed up with the ABC. We're looking into all of the aspects. We're looking into we've heard about the problems not just with the sales of edibles that are happening at BRHS, but also with the idea that our edibles are coming in and you can't tell the difference between, say, a regular gummy bear and an edible. So we're looking into that problem as well, trying to come up with solutions. And I know that Councilmember Springer is very, very in tune with those issues, and thank him for his work when it comes to the marijuana board, and thank everyone for their work on such a vital and important issue to our people. I stand resolute to help us in any way that we can. I stand open to any ideas that we have to looking to amend codes on a state level that will give us as a community and our villages that surround us greater security and still maintain our independence and our ability for those of us that choose to participate in that sort of lifestyle to be able to do so, yet still protecting our most vulnerable citizens and still protecting the public safety and our children in the future. So I am at your service. You're my bosses. That's why I'm here. And you tell me what you want, not the other way around. So when you tell me what we want to look at, that's what we'll do. We'll continue to do that. And that'll be the way until, and when I stop doing that, then it's time for me to leave and time for you to get rid of me. So